It's the moment of truth for local voters. Halton Hills Today is out in the community covering tonight's municipal election. Scroll down for updates on the latest results as they come in. With Mayor Rick Bennett and other council members retiring, there's sure to be some new faces around the table when the dust settles. The latest. Ann Lawler has been declared the winner of the hotly contested mayoral race with 40.67% of the vote, narrowly beating out longtime councillor Brian Lewis, 36.24%. In Ward 1, newcomer Alex Hilson, 41.12%, and incumbent Mike Albano, 31.26%, have been declared winners, unseating John Hurst. Jason Brass, 20.73%, and Joseph Rochinski, 18.72%, have secured seats in Ward 2, the race with the most candidates in this election. Chantal Garneau and Ron Norris have won Ward 3 councillor seats with 31.81% and 24.19% of the vote, respectively. In Ward 4, incumbent Bob Inglis, 42.70%, held onto this seat, and will be joined by newcomer Darcy Keane, 33.45%. For the Wards 3 and 4 regional councillor seat, incumbent Jane Fogel, 54.65%, beat out Wendy Farrow-Reed, 45.35%. Wards 1 and 2 regional councillor Clark Somerville was already acclaimed. Gary Carr held onto his seat as regional chair. Ward 2 is nail-bitingly close. #HaltonHillsPick.twitter.com/WakhedgeSevenDo Mansoor Tanweer, at Mansoor Tanweer, October 25, 2022. #HaltonHillsCouncilChamber is abuzz with anticipation. Pick.twitter.com/Mazdakin3F Mansoor Tanweer, at Mansoor Tanweer, October 25, 2022. 48 minutes in and still no results. The tension intangible in #HaltonHills. Pick.twitter.com/CBNQS04S2Q Mansoor Tanweer, at Mansoor Tanweer, October 25, 2022. It felt weird, but the first time in 10 elections that I could not vote for myself. Tonight Halton Hills will elect the 7th mayor since we were amalgamated 48 years ago. Rick Bennett, at Rick Bennett 1, October 24, 2022.